This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
We're set to get GDP numbers from the Chinese central government tomorrow, and economists expect growth to be right around 6%, maybe even lower. That would be the slowest growth in China for in almost 30 years. Chinese exports fell by more than 3% year-on-year in September, underscoring the impact of, you guessed it, the trade war with the United States and slowing global demand. Andrew Coughlin, a policy analyst at the Eurasia Group, says Chinese households are already feeling the current economic stagnation, and the government has to be ready if things get even worse.
A significant slowdown beyond what they're already facing would be a truly unique challenge for China's political leaders.
And the Chinese government has already tried to spur growth by cutting taxes and introducing stimulus packages for the manufacturing sector, but that hasn't worked. Victor Shi at the University of California, San Diego says the Chinese government's going to likely have to use monetary policy to grow the economy. But he warns,
if the Chinese government were to print more money, that could exacerbate inflation, which is also not desirable for the government.
The slowdown is affecting other countries in Asia, too. Data this week from Singapore showed it narrowly avoided entering a recession in the third quarter.